This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you love me. Papa, paparazzi. Baby, there's no other superstar. You know that I'll be you, papa, paparazzi. Promise I'll be kind, but I won't stop until that boy is mine. Baby, you'll be famous, chase you down until you love me, papa, paparazzi.
Yes.
So much of Gaga simply is shouting.
Abso-fucking-lutely. And what I love is you did the VMA version.
Oh, thank you.
You did when she was live and she was bleeding internally.
Yeah.
And I really... And you really did capture the Gaga shout.
Thank you so much, my dear. For those of you that don't know, that was Paparazzi by the one, the only Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm. The year is 2014, and as the listeners of my pod know, I go to the most reliable sources on the web to find out the top 10 pop culture moments of the year. Mm-hmm. The 2014 comes from, Tevi, you're going to like this. Are you ready for this? The Jericho, which is Jericho's high school. I wonder if this is in Jericho, New York. This is a high school award-winning multimedia news site. Okay.
Wow.
So this is a high school. I'm getting it from a high school site. So grazie mille. Okay. Yeah. Number one, they have Frozen.
Yeah,
everyone
of course
was obsessed with Frozen. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all that they have to say about that. Then they have The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon that premiered on February 17th of that year.
I remember.
Sochi Winter Olympics.
Those were big.
The Ellen selfie.
Oh, huge.
That really is an image that like broke the internet.
It really did break the internet, and everyone started doing it at concerts. It became a thing.
It really did become a thing.
Yeah.
The Kimye wedding.
Oh my God.
Famously in Italy.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
I thought that was more recent. Wow. I know. Okay. Okay.
The ALS ice bucket challenge.
Oh, you know I did an ice bucket
challenge.
You
did? Well, we're gonna get into that. Yeah. We're gonna get into that. Wow. Pharrell's happy. Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you
see. That song.
I loved that song.
I still like that song.
It makes me happy.
I know. Okay. This doesn't hit for me, but I know this hits for a lot of people. Fault in Our Stars.
It wasn't big for me per se, but I watched it later in life and I was like, "Oh, this is something."
You know, it is, you know? I just don't, do I need to watch a movie? Like, I feel like I had that in A Walk to Remember with Mandy Moore.
I think my sister's keeper hit me like a truck.
You know, where are the boy cancer movies?
Right?
You know what I mean? Like, it's always girls with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that? It's like, someone out there needs to write a boy cancer movie.
Boys have cancer too.
Say that, honey.
Say that again. Yeah.
This also doesn't hit for me, but I'm going to say it anyway. The World Cup.
Oh, I don't know where it was or what it... So, for some, it was... I remember the Vuvuzela year when everyone had a Vuvuzela, but other than that, and the Shakira song, I really don't...
That's it.
Yeah.
And last but not least, something that actually really did... Wow, this was a really sad year. We're ending on a very sad note.
No.
In 2014, we lost Joan Rivers.
That's right.
We lost Robin Williams.
That's right.
And we lost Philip Seymour Hoffman.
That's right.
What a fucking
brutal
year.
I remember the, yeah.
But the real question is, where were we when Ellen DeGeneres was taking that selfie? Okay. We were in San Rafael.
That's right.
California. And we are Dylan Adler.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for coming on my show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, wow, it's hard to imagine that you aren't even at your 10-year high school reunion.
It's coming up next year.
You're only 9 years out.
9 years out.
Wow, this was my year high school reunion.
Oh my god!
Year.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Let's bleep that. I don't want people to know how old I am. Okay, 9 years out. How are we feeling?
I am feeling well. So I have gone through waves of when I used to perform. I was bullied in high school.
Okay, let's get
into it. And like before I would perform, the thought of being bullied would shake my brain. Mm. Cause like after getting bullied, I was so quiet and shy and I like was into myself. So like when I would get on stage and be big and loud and like in my brain, it's like, no, you're not this big, loud person. Mm. You're this shy, you know, kid who got picked and you like shut the fuck up. And so then I wrote a song about my bully.
Yes, I've heard this song.
Yes, yes.
I do enjoy this song.
Thank you.
Was it one bully? Was it many bullies?
Well, it was one person, I think, in particular, who was like the biggest, like, you know, top bully. Mm-hmm. And then
were they hot?
No.
Okay.
And I could have beat them up. They were a bunch of like little scrawny like anchovies. I could have absolutely like.
Not the anchovies.
And they skated. And so whenever I see skateboarders, I'm triggered.
Of course. What was the root of the bullying?
Well, it started really sophomore year and it really started from one class. I think I was in class like I would ask a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. And I would like, if we were ever to take a test, like I would be the last to finish it because mm-hmm. I was like, I openly tried very hard mm. in class and
well, how dare you?
I know, but at our high school, like it was not cool to try really hard. Mm. And it was like cool to not give a fuck about school and like, I respect him, he doesn't give a fuck.
Right.
But like I just openly tried
I
openly gave a fuck.
How big was your high school?
It was, I think, 1,000.
Okay.
So like 300 maybe. Like 250 was like my class, mm-hmm. I think. So it was like, and it was like this situation where my middle school was also big. And pretty much everyone from my middle school, Davidson Middle School, would go to our high school, Standard Fall High School. So that's kind of like we, all these people, we've known each other since we were like 11. Mm-hmm. And cliques kind of transform a little bit and transmute. So it was it wasn't like everyone knew each other intimately, but mm-hmm. everyone kind of had a sense of who each other was, I would say.
So they bullied you for trying hard.
Trying hard, being feminine, you know, also.
Were you out in high school?
No, I wasn't. But I mean, everyone could, people were like, probably tell, but I wasn't out and I was really sunken into myself and mm-hmm. quiet.
You have a twin brother.
Mm-hmm.
An identical twin brother.
Yes.
Was he also getting the same heat you were getting?
He was not, because he kept his head down a little bit more than I did. Like, mm-hmm. I think, like, I had, like, a little bit more, I was a slightly bit more, bombastic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, my brother played oboe. Like, he was a really good oboe player for, like, the youth orchestra. So
cool.
He kind of had this thing going where he was like, I'm going to work hard at school. I'm going to keep my head down. and I'm just going to survive this, and then I'm going to be really good at oboe and go to school for oboe, which is what he did.
Does he still play oboe?
Yes, he plays for the Tucson Symphony Orchestra, if you can even believe.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's so cool.
I'm really proud of him.
I love going to see the LA Philharmonic.
Are you serious? You go
watch
them?
Yes, it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I love the person that plays the piccolo because, you know, the thing about going and watching an orchestra perform is some of the dolls don't get to hit their instrument that much.
No. So, like, it's a lot of rap.
You can be sitting there for 2+ hours and only be blown on that thing.
Honey,
like,
as
twice.
A trumpet player, I know what a 100-bar rest looks like.
Oh my God, you were a trumpet player.
I was trumpet in the jazz band and pep band.
Do you still play?
No, I do piano is mostly what I do. But I was a trumpet player. My brother was sax because there's no oboe jazz going on. So that's what we did. I no longer play, though.
But you're a musician kid.
Yes.
Did you play sports?
I did. I was, me and my brother, we were gymnastics bitches since we were six.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you do a flip?
Yeah, I can do a backflip.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And that was our favorite. We fucking loved it. We did
it. Were you guys like a performing duo?
Yeah. So basically, like, our claim to fame in middle school was there was a gymnastics portion of our gym, like of our gym period.
Yeah.
And for one pep rally to get everyone ready for the standardized tests, like we did flips and stuff and no one knew who the fuck we were. We weren't popular. But after that day, they were like, the flipping twins.
Yeah, I was going to say you're the flipping twins.
Yeah, we were like, it felt like being famous for a day.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you can fucking flip.
Yeah. And then the next day, everyone's like, wait, who are you? So
don't you think that, like, anchovy bully would have been fucking pit? Like, you could have, like, drop kicked him.
I could have flip kick.
Yeah.
So to speak, you know?
Okay. So, wait. We're in high school.
Yeah.
We're trying hard. We're a good student.
Yeah.
We're stressed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We're stressed. We're playing the trumpet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are we doing any other extracurriculars?
I was a water polo player.
Sexual.
It's such a homoerotic sport.
It's very... If you don't think I would, like, go and peep on those water polo players...
It's the hottest.
So hot.
It's so... And, like, you're just, like... You're in a Speedo in a, like,
tiny
suit.
Yeah.
Ass slipping out.
Yes.
You're, like, roughhousing under the water. It's like...
Broad shoulders.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
That swimmer's body. That swimmer's V.
Bitch.
Yeah.
The cum gutter.
Insane.
Yeah. So I was...
It's so hard, that sport.
It was so... And I was not good. I was good at swimming.
Just treading water constantly.
Treading water. And you have to be aggressive to be good at the sport. And so I would make a deal with the guys who I was doing with. I'm like, okay, you don't be mean to me and I won't be mean to you.
Yeah, period.
And like, I'm like, let's just make this about swimming and the ball.
Yeah.
And not about pulling each other's suit. Not about being mean to each other.
Yeah.
So.
Unless you want to like tumble around.
I know. I swear to God. It was so, I would see boys like, it was homoerotic as hell.
Yeah.
This sport.
Did you know, like, what was the, because let's see, 2010 to 2014.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So some might say, like, I feel like so many people like to be like, it was progressive when you were in high school. Yeah.
People say that, but my high school was very homophobic.
Yeah.
I know. Like, there were high schools I know in the, like, I think the more, like, there were more progressive places
I know of. And I also think people think of NorCal as being super progressive.
People think of, like, San Francisco or outside of San Francisco as, like, oh, my God, you grew up in a progressive bubble. But I'm like, no, like.
Feels very Republican.
Sometimes it's like these kids whose families voted for Obama still like would say the F slur and like there was one kid who was out and he got bullied so badly he had to transfer schools and it was like just a horrible culture at our school, so it didn't feel for a long time. Unless you were the kind of person who would like seemed strong and could like fight back and like do that stuff, like it wasn't like a safe space to be out.
Right,
really.
Right.
Not our high school.
Oy vey.
Oy vey.
I hate that.
I know.
So, did you perform at all in high school?
I was friends with the theater anime kids.
Okay, that's a good crossover.
Yeah, good crossover. So I felt always insecure about my singing voice, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to be in the musical because I'd
but
be too.
But you have such a good singing voice.
Oh my God, stop. No,
you
but for so long, I was so ashamed of my, I was like, I felt like I didn't have a good one, and I only felt like I could sing like if I was trying to be funny about it. Like if
what
I
would
was
you, what would you sing?
The Star Spangled Banner.
Well, how would you do it?
I would be like, I would try to like do as many riffs as possible.
Oh, you'd be like, oh.
I remember a parent was like, oh, that was good. I was like, it was jokeful.
Yeah.
But I would just sing in private. I would sing a paparazzi.
Yes.
I would sing Les Mis.
You would sing Les Mis.
Yeah. But
the
theater
anime kids.
The theater anime kids. So I wanted to be in the musical with them because mm-hmm. they were always in the musical. So I did one musical.
What'd you do?
I was in Some Like It Hot, which is a Marilyn Monroe movie mm-hmm. turned into a musical. The musical isn't the best, but it's a fun musical. And I had a non-speaking role I got the role of Muscles. His name is Muscles. He's a gangster who doesn't speak, but he tap dances.
Okay.
And so that was.
I love a tap dancing gangster named
Absolutely.
Muscles.
Absolutely. No, actually, we did have one song. It was like, we're going to tear this whole damn town apart. We're going to tear this whole damn town apart. So I did have that, you know.
And you had fun.
I was embarrassed, but it was fun. And I had one moment where I screamed, where it's like, I had to be scared. And I was like, ah, and it got a big laugh. So I was like, I'm Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, that's comedy, honey.
Yeah, you know.
What year was that?
This was 2012.
Okay,
2012,
so you're
sophomore year.
So nothing after that? You didn't do theater after that?
I didn't do theater after that because I was actually crazy. Like, oh my, too busy with water polo and swimming, and which weren't the things
water
I was.
Water polo became your life.
Yeah, it became.
Were you? But you said that you weren't good.
I wasn't good, and I was swimming. I was better at swimming, and I was kind of fast. I wasn't like the fastest in my, but I was like fairly fast. So I thought like, oh, this is. I wanted to like try to pursue what I felt good at. I'm like, I guess this seems like the thing I'm best at.
Yeah.
So I devoted a lot of time to swimming, which was like not horrible because the people on the swim team, it wasn't like, you know, like super mask.
Right. It's not
toxic.
Like football or
No, or lacrosse or that stuff. But, you know, it wasn't, I really did prefer and I think want to perform instead.
What was your stroke?
I was backstroke.
Sexy.
Yeah. I had to look out for those flags hit the wall.
I mean, that is what those flags are for.
That's what those flags are for. I learned doing backstroke because I was never a swimmer before high school.
Aren't
like,
those flags so cute?
Those flags are so cute, but here's the thing. When it's windy, sometimes those flags are blown and you get a wrong idea of where the wall is. And
that's not
close
good.
Calls.
You'd so good. Think that they would come up. You think at this point we would have come up with a better system.
I agree.
Than just these rinky dink.
Than the rinky dink little flags.
I was listening to a rap song the other day. Mm-hmm. Perhaps it was a Nicki track or a Nicki verse in something.
Oh, yes.
And she used the word rinky dink. And I was like, no one's doing it better.
No one is using rinky dink like Nicki.
Yeah,
right
like
now.
If you're not spitting bars using the word rinky dink,
yeah.
What are you doing?
I mean, in one verse, she uses. And grilled my swordfish. And I'm like, swordfish?
Yeah.
Who's using swordfish in any piece
Wait,
of music?
What song
It
is
was
that?
Boss Ass Bitch. She did verses over the song Boss Ass Bitch.
That is
And
it,
the lyric
so...
is macaroni cheese and grilled my swordfish. And I'm like, swordfish?
Yeah. She knows what she's talking about.
She knows what the fuck she's talking about.
Did you have any lovers in high school?
Well, I was the horniest I've ever been in my life. Mm. I've never been hornier than I was as a repressed, you know, gay person in high school. I, There was some in freshman year. Well, actually, I was a little more, I felt there were some maybe in middle school where I felt attracted to maybe girls. Mm-hmm. And I was like a little, I was like, I don't know, maybe I'm more fluid. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm bi or if I'm anything. But then sophomore year, I just like pretty much, I'm like, no, I'm pretty much gay. Mm. But there were some girls like, you know, at school dances, people yeah. would freak and stuff. And I guess that would happen.
Did you freak?
Oh, I freak.
You did? Yeah, you freaked? Who'd you freak with?
Oh, there's a girl. I'm so sorry to these girls. There's a girly. She's great. Her name is Francesca.
I love that name. That's one of my favorite names.
Francesca.
It's a gorgeous bitch name.
Ugh.
And you're ruling the world.
And you know what?
She
kind of ruled the world yeah. a little bit. She was great. I loved her. And you know what was so crazy? Like, we had this little system because I ate every, I was like such a big eater.
I thought that you were about to be like, because I ate everyone out.
Because, like, I ate her out, like, champ. I'm the pool deck, you know,
Because I was eating everyone out.
Because I was eating everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish. No.
Yeah, it was freaking.
It was freak. That's what I call freaking. Isn't that freaking?
But wait, you're a big eater.
Big eater.
We're going to get into that when you're done telling me about freaking with Francesca.
Yes. But she would give me half her sandwich every lunch because her dad would pack her these sandwiches. And I was always, and she'd be like, Dylan, here's her sandwich. And I'd be like, thank you.
Were they good?
They were good.
Love that.
I know. So, I don't know. Random memory.
So, when you would freak, was it, like, nasty grinding?
Yeah, it was grinding. And, like, at that time in ninth grade, I was, like, getting a little ninth grade boner.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You have someone's ass rubbing against your wiener.
I know.
Like, it doesn't matter who they are.
Yeah.
It's booty.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's literally a booty. So yeah. Anything. You
anything,
know,
anything goes.
Anything goes.
And then.
That's what that musical is about. That
anything goes.
Anything
the musical
goes,
about
the
freaking.
Musical about freaking.
I don't think people freak anymore.
No, I don't. I think is it outlawed? Like what?
I think
what do
it's
high
outlawed.
Schools do?
I think it's
okay.
banned.
Oh fuck. Okay.
No, I actually just don't think. Like, I feel like kids think it's stupid.
Okay, that might be the case.
I mean, you do look actually so dumb doing it.
True.
Like, if you just isolate what you look like when you're like grinding.
Yeah. No. Absolutely.
It's like,
no. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
My boobs just like.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's kind of crazy. So that's pretty.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, that's freaking. Let's talk about food. Because this is one of my favorite things to discuss on this pod.
Yeah.
Because I do think in high school, we are eating probably the most insane shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, that's, like, peak eating insanity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you know, you're not clocking it.
Yeah, exactly.
You're hungry. You're growing.
Yeah. Oh,
you're
yeah.
You're exhausted.
Oh, yeah. I've never been more tired in my life.
I mean, school starting that early is cruel.
Yeah.
It True. Should be illegal.
It should be illegal. And I was a part of the pep band. So I had to get there at 6 a.m. Oh, 7 a.m. because, Yeah, 7 a.m. because that's when pep band rehearsal was.
What?
I know.
At 7 a.m.?
7 a.m.
I'm sorry. School needs to be from 9 to 5.
I agree.
Like, yeah. We work 9 to 5.
I know.
School should be from 9 to 5.
I agree. Test scores would go up and
also,
probably.
Also, like, for working parents, too. Like, your kid being done at 3, what if you can't afford to send them to after school?
True.
Like,
no,
then
exactly.
What?
Then
this
what
is how
do
kids
they do?
Get in trouble. Get?
No, exactly. That's
this is how kids turn to reefer.
Exactly.
Like me.
Yes. You know, my high school started 4:20.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
San Rafael High School, look it up. It started. I tell everyone this and they're like, no, that can't be. But really, in the 70s, this group of guys smoked weed at 4:20 at a statue in our high school. And mm-hmm. It became a local thing, then national thing.
Did you observe 4:20?
I didn't. I was such a goody two shoes. Mm. And like in jazz band, I would literally hear like the kids be like, oh, yeah, I smoked and then I drove. And then I'm like, enjoy prison. Like I was such a narc. I was such a narc. Me and my brother both were. So, yeah.
Wait, you didn't drink or do any drugs at all?
No. Well, before we went to college, me and my brother kind of wanted to try, so we didn't have our first experience there. But the theater anime kids, like, we were like, that's not what we did. We were like, let's do charades.
Yeah.
Let's watch this anime.
Let's do, like, zip-zap-zop.
Yeah, zip-zap-zop. Let's share our feelings in a hot tub.
That's fun.
So, yeah.
Hot tubs. Teens in hot tubs.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Okay, back to food.
Mm-hmm.
What was like your favorite? I want to know your favorite meal. I want to know the most food you ever ate in a day in high school.
Oh my God.
And I want to know your go-to snack and what you would have for breakfast.
Abso-fucking-lutely. For breakfast, I think I would have oatmeal. I'd make myself Quaker's oatmeal.
Wow, mature.
And a banana, right?
You're an athlete, honey.
Yeah, got those carbs. And then my favorite lunch, there is a burrito, because so we could go off campus for lunch. And so there is like kind of a food place near where our high school was. And so I would jaywalk and get these burritos from Puentes. Mm. It was a chicken, huge, like chicken, beans, rice, cheese. And then I would get this Jarritos to go.
Yum.
And it was chips. And it was just, that was absolutely my favorite.
I love
lunch.
That.
Yeah.
Most food you've ever eaten in high school where you felt sick.
Oh, my God. Well, I think it was one day where I was like, I had a swim meet and I felt like I needed to like eat up to be to like be filled. So it's like, and I had morning practice too.
Ugh.
So like I had to get up at like 4:30 to be at practice at 5:30. So I ate like an egg McMuffin, and then I had after practice, then I had like another egg sandwich, and then I had like probably like a lot of protein, like banana, and then I had more my burrito, and so that was, I didn't do well at the meet. Hot Cheetos too.
It's too much.
Too much.
Your favorite snack?
Hot Cheetos.
Yeah. Period.
All the cool kids in my school ate that, so I'm like, oh. So that's, it became my favorite.
Hot Cheetos were not my thing. My my thing in high school was like a Kit Kat bar and a triple X vitamin water.
Oh my God, I love that vitamin water.
And sometimes I would get a lemon poppy seed muffin.
Yeah, that's a good flavor.
Sometimes I would go to Quiznos.
Oh, we had a Quiznos nearby, too.
To get that toasted sandwich.
I love the little thing
that goes
through. The conveyor belt.
And then if I was, like, feeling really freak nasty and I had time, because I would always want fifth period free, which basically means you just had, like, an extended lunch hour.
Oh, that's amazing.
You would go to Potbelly's.
Oh, yes. I love
Potbelly's. Divine.
I love Potbelly's.
Or even Chipotle.
Oh, yes. Classic.
You know? Oh, nothing better than a high school lunch.
I know. There is something kind of, and I always would want someone to go with me because I didn't want to go alone to like Puentes. But sometimes I would go alone a lot of the time.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
You and your brother, you never swapped classes, you said.
Never swapped classes. You know, my brother was really the real studious one, and he was always getting the top grades and in every class. And I was like, I worked really hard, but I don't think I was as naturally as, like...
You think he ate some of your brain?
I absolutely think so. Absolutely.
He took some of your wisdom.
He took absolutely some of the wisdom, and now I had to make
He's left you with nothing.
He's left me with nothing, and that's why I'm a big slut.
You should sue.
I'm suing, yeah. Inter-family suing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would always try to, like, copy off of his work and do all that jazz. And even, like, he was... I would be like, hey, if we split the homework, that means we have less work, Max.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, we have to... So that was the dynamic.
He was not complacent with your... Or not complacent. He wouldn't be complicit.
He wouldn't be complicit.
With your schemes.
No.
Fucking loser.
Fucking... One time...
I'm kidding.
No, but tell him that. One time, literally, my mom was the cool one where I had to spend more... I had to skip my band, Zero Period, because I wanted to finish my chemistry project. And my mom... called in sick for me. She's like, okay, well, I'll call in sick and then I'll bring you in later. It's fine. You take the car. And so my brother told my jazz band teacher that I was skipping class to do the chemistry report. I got a call from my band teacher fuming. He was screaming at me.
And I
wanted to kill him.
That is so fucked up.
It was fucking knock yes loser.
Also,
bitch.
You it's not like you were fucking off watching like
off.
Part two of Titanic VHS. You were like genuinely working on school.
I was trying to work on school, you know, and you know.
Did you get a good grade on the project?
I did. I somehow wrapped it the fuck up. And I was in the trumpet section. He was in the sax section. And I was giving him the death glare.
Yeah, beefing with
his
ass.
The entire period.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Do you feel particularly twinny?
I feel like, you know, we were known in the general public of our high school as the twins. Oh, my God. The twins who can sometimes do flips.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had pretty distinct personalities. Like I was a little more interested in, like, I really, a lot of my self-worth came from making my close friends laugh and like being funny and entertaining. And I think a lot of his self-worth came from like being good at oboe and being a good student and being like following the rules and all that stuff. So I think to our close friends, like, they kind of knew the difference between us and they could tell we were pretty different people. But, you know, we are very similar. Like, we did gymnastics together. We like did piano together. We are incredibly alike.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I wish I had a twin. Knock, knock, knock. Is that a door knock I hear?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes, it is. Welcome to the high school guidance counselor's office.
Hi.
I'm your high school guidance counselor.
Oh, my God. You're a really hot guidance counselor.
Thank you. My eyes are up here.
Sorry, I just wanted a freak.
Yeah, you just wanted a freak.
I wanted a freak.
In this section of the pod, you get to rectify a wrongdoing of your high school past. You get to say fuck you to someone. You get to apologize to someone. You get to do both. You yield this time how you will. And then when
that.
You're done talking about it, you're healed.
I love that. Okay. So I think pretty obviously I want to be like, fuck y'all.
Yeah.
To my three bullies in high school. But also, you know, I'm in a different spot than I was about it even like 4 years ago or five years ago and stuff. And I have a little more perspective on it. And, you know, high school's a crazy ass time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in a different life, I don't know. So, you know, I still, you know, it still affects me.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And I still,
it really, it damages your confidence at like such a, like, poignant moment in your life.
Oh, my God. Like, I've had people say shit online to my face that are like 3,000 times worse.
Yeah.
Than what was even like some that happened to me in high school. But it's something about like, you're so vulnerable.
Yeah, you are. And it makes you be like, oh, well, who I am is bad.
Sure,
you know? And that feels really big and really crazy.
For sure.
When you feel like you know who you are and you've had that discovery and then all of a sudden people are calling you names and being terrible for you for it. It's like, oh, well, I guess I should just go fuck myself.
For sure. I know. It has a really big effect. And like, so in that way, fuck you, but also...
Thank you.
Thank you for giving me one of my favorite jokes.
Yeah.
In the comedy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Someone who I want to apologize. Actually, I was only wrong. So I've never known.
Yeah, I feel that way.
No. I think I probably was. I want to apologize to.
I guess I don't have to apologize to anyone.
Oh, yes. Yes. I want to apologize to all the girls who I freaked with. I'm sorry. It's, you know, and I hope you're with someone really hot right now.
And I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're taking your freak skills into their bedroom.
Yeah, exactly.
They're thinking about you every time they freak.
Yeah, I was their best.
I bet you were the best freaker. I think so too.
Yeah.
Did you go to a lot of dances in high school?
Yeah, I did like to dance actually. So I did go to a lot of dances.
And you danced around.
And I danced around, you know.
Slow dance?
Yeah, I would. There were like there were friends I'd slow dance with or girls I slow danced with. I had a big crush on a lot of my close friends, guy friends and stuff. But, you know.
Did anything ever happen?
No. But who knows?
Who knows? It still could. We're only 9 years out.
I know. That's what I'm saying. A lot can happen.
Let's talk about this.
Mm-hmm. Nobody wanna see us together, but it don't matter, no, cause I got you, babe.
How else is that?
Because we gon' fight. Oh yes, we gon' fight. Believe we gon' fight. Fight for our right to love, yeah. Nobody wanna see us together, but it don't matter, no, cause I got you. Wow.
That's really beautiful.
Akon was profound.
Listen to that voice. Listen to those pipes you have.
Listen to your pipes. You have a good voice.
Oh, my God. Nobody wanna see us together, cause it don't matter, no.
It's like Joanne.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
It's Lady Gaga.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the T.
Mm-hmm.
I have a classmates' corner. Are you ready for this?
I'm so ready.
Our dear listener, Randy, wrote us in.
Yes.
I am here to talk to the guidance counselor about a high school trauma regarding my reputation. I just want to give a big fuck you to all of the supervisors at my dumb high school in the middle of nowhere, California. When I was a sophomore, a friend of mine asked for some weed, and I had plenty to share at the time, so I decided to bring some to school to pass off to her between periods. Unfortunately, a little Miss Narc was in the bathroom and saw the transaction. A week later, the principal's assistant pulled me aside. I had never, this is in caps, been in trouble in my life. I was treasurer on the student council. Long story short, I ended up getting expelled and labeled, no fucking joke, quote, a terrorist.
Oh my God.
On my student record.
Oh my God.
The real terrorists were the sociology teacher who was banging the cheerleaders and hanging out with high schoolers and all of the football players who were selling oxys and perks. They were caught multiple times and never kicked out because, God forbid, our football team sucked.
Oh, my God.
So fuck you to all the admins and fuck you to the dumb school officer who measured the amount of weed with a ruler and labeled me a terrorist. Hags, they sign off. A little stoner terrorist. Oh, my Lord.
That's crazy.
My dear Lord.
My dear Lord.
Not being labeled a terrorist.
Not being laid that feels racial. I'm like, what? And the football players with the perks?
And the oxies?
That's way worse than reefer.
Than ganja?
Are you serious?
God's grass?
Yes.
God put marijuana on earth.
Yeah, God's green juice.
Yeah.
Like, literally, teachers at my school would tell students, like, hey, dude, I can smell your weed from here. I'd say you should keep it down.
Yeah.
Like, I don't...
I want to know what year this was.
Same.
I'll be pissed if it was, like, post... I'll be pissed if it's, like, post-2010.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the legalization of marijuana really...
I know. It really did. Yeah, no. It really fully...
I was a huge stoner in high school.
Oh.
You know me.
Yeah, I see
you've
that.
You've never lived until you've ripped a 5-foot Illidelf bong. But to be labeled a terrorist?
Are you serious?
No, no. I agree. Fuck that rinky dink.
Yeah,
high school.
Fuck that rinky dink Bakersfield High School.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Blythe, California.
Oh my God.
Ugh.
I'm so sorry.
I know. I'm so sorry. And I'm so sorry that my brother probably would have been that narc for you.
No, I mean, your brother narked on you.
He narked on me. And he was. He narked on other people too for weed related things.
Wow.
He was that bitch.
What is the urge? What is that urge?
He had like this. This is how we were different. Like, he had this a little bit like holier than thou, like kind of like, like you shouldn't be doing and
like
I'm
a
doing.
Superiority complex?
A little bit. I'm calling this like, he has this kind of narcissistic, psychopathic, sociopathic, like really. Like, you know, like...
Kind of like psychotic tendencies.
No, but like, I think it was just like a little character trait of his, and he would narc sometimes. But
is he still a narc?
No. He's actually the biggest stoner in our family now.
Wow. Yeah. From narc?
From narc to stoner
to
pipeline.
To stark. That's stoner narc.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, Randy... I'm so sorry you went through that. That sounds deeply fucking traumatic and terrible.
What the fuck? Yeah.
But hey, if you're a terrorist, I'm a terrorist too. So
yes. Yes, queen.
There's that.
Yeah.
If you could go back in time and give your high school self any advice, what would it be?
I think to come out earlier.
Yeah.
I think to come out earlier because we came out senior year just to our close friends. Like, wasn't really. And once we did that into our family, life got better and like we felt more comfortable. And I'd say because I felt really depressed and sad. And like, I didn't know why. I didn't think it was related to the fact that I wasn't being honest with my sexuality. But once I realized that and the way I came out was a conversation with my brother of, like, most porno watches of guys. He was like, same.
Wow.
So that was, like, kind of how we came out to each other. And it's like, oh, we're gay. So then, like, we came out to our parents and close friends. And
at the same day, same time?
Yeah, we would just come out as a tag team pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
Were your parents like, wow, both gay?
They suspected because they could see our search history, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I think
Search
history of it all.
Unless they thought one of you was just like a rampant porn addict.
Yeah, and addicted to one type, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
And they're like, we see the search history and it's just constant porn.
Yeah.
And it was just one of you.
It was both.
I know what I'm saying. In my joke world, it's like the intake of two.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm flopping on my jokes
today.
No,
you're not.
I am.
You're not.
And my sambas are making me look like I have Mickey Mouse feet. That's true. No.
No, you're not flopping on your joke. You're making me laugh really hard.
I can't believe you didn't drink in high school.
I know, because like now, well, actually I don't drink now, but I do ketamine poppers and Molly. I'm faggot sober.
Wait, hold on. You don't drink now, but you do ketamine
poppers and
Molly
and pretty much everything else.
But you don't like alcohol.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe I'll try it again.
No, don't. Okay. It's poison.
It is.
It's really poison for you.
Yeah.
Like, and it spikes your blood sugar and then you can't sleep.
Yeah.
And sleep is... my nectar.
Yes,
sleep. I love sleep. In sleep I have so much fun. In my little dreams, I can do whatever I want.
No, dreams can be really interesting and healing.
They really can be. They can be really interesting and really healing.
Yes.
Did you dream in high school?
Oh, yeah. A lot of them were sex.
Would you have like dreams. like cum dreams? Like you'd wake up and you'd be like in the movies like, ah!
I've been waiting for that cum dream all my life because my mom was the one who was like, you know, Max Dillon, you're going through puberty. You're probably going to have a cum dream where you come in your dream. And I was like, ew.
Your mom said that to you?
Yeah, she's crazy.
She used the word cum?
No, she didn't. She's like, she used other words.
Did she use the word wet?
Yeah, or something. And then like.
like the O-Town song, you're going to have a liquid dream.
Exactly.
Ew.
My mom was weird in that, like, she would, like, keep us very, she would, like, make sure that we did, like, she kept us very innocent for a long time, and then she would just drop a bomb on us. It's like, my mom was actually later in life, so we would watch porn, and sometimes it would be like, oh my God, there's a computer virus. Oh my God, that. And then my mom was like, let me just pay for you to get a subscription to a nice site so you don't get these viruses.
I mean, God bless.
I know.
I feel that. She's like, you fuckers are ruining the computer.
Yeah, she's like, you guys have PCs.
Let
like,
me just get you browsers.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, let me just sign you up for Peter Fever, I guess. And then you won't have this issue. And that bitch
Wait,
did.
Wait, your mom literally signed you up
or paid the fee.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What an amazing mother.
I know, right? She's like, she's a Samantha. Like, or she's kind of like, it's so funny. I have a joke about it, but like in Us Coming Out, she's kind of like taken on this like fag hag kind of like,
yeah.
Because she kind of out of like a place of like kind of wanting to like,
yeah.
To impress us or something. Like she's like become this kind of like, Yeah.
She's like, let's go have Cosmos.
Let's have Cosmos. And like, I think she's always had like, at work, she's always like made for, so she's kind of been a fag hag through, I think.
Is it just you two, you and your brother?
Me and my brother, I have an older sister.
Nice.
I have an older sister, yes. Her name's Hannah.
Shout out to Hannah.
Shout out to Hannah.
Hannah with an H or no H?
Hannah with an H.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, she's sweet. She has low-functioning autism. And so my brother and I would sometimes take care of her, but she loves music a lot. So me and my brother like playing music for her and stuff.
That's
she's
so
sweet. She's the sweetest.
Did you go to prom?
Yes.
What did you wear?
I wore a tuxedo from Men's Warehouse.
What color?
Black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And I think... Sorry. Oh my God. I'm a top. Sorry.
It's all that K.
It's all that K. K does that. That's a side effect. K burps. But yeah, I went to prom wearing like black pants, tuxedo, and a white shirt. And I asked my friend, I wasn't out to her yet, but I asked her to go. And I should have probably come out to her before asking her to make it a little more clear. But we went to prom together, and then I got asked to go to another prom because I was on a club swim team. And
oh, yes.
And I think she, and then I was like, yeah, that'd be so fun.
So then you went to two.
Yeah.
And you freaked at both.
No, actually, I didn't freak
really?
At both. Because I was more solidified in that, like, I'm gay.
Yeah.
Why do I need, I don't think I.
I'm gay. I don't need to freak anymore.
I don't need a freak.
Yeah.
My pussy eating days are past me. You know, that's what I told
I've
them.
I've eaten so much pussy, I can't possibly have any more.
I'm full. That's what I said. I'm full.
Do you think that they thought that you wanted to hook up?
Well, I think my friend who asked me from the other school wanted to take me as a friend.
Right.
And probably suspected I was gay.
Right.
So I think it was that. But I think my other friend didn't really know. And she told me, because they were actually really good friends now, and like she's also queer too, and so like she was like, yeah, I was kind of waiting for you to like smash afterwards.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh, it's not too late.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
I already asked for your snack. Oh, you know what I need to know?
What?
What was your most prized high school possession in your high school room?
Oh my God, this is kind of embarrassing, but my brother and I, we did gymnastics, and we had like kind of like a thing of medals from the meets, and that was kind of, I was proud. I was like, that was, I think, a prize possession.
I think it's very good for child psychology to see that. To be like, I can achieve.
I am worth something.
Yeah, if you can dream it, you can what is it? If you can believe it, you can achieve it.
If you can believe it, you can achieve it.
Right?
Can I say the most embarrassing thing?
Yeah.
So my brother and I, we like organized our medals and like we had our own wall of medals, and we were like really particular about how they were. And when we fought as ammo, we would like mess up each other's medals. And one time he messed up my medal so bad I cried.
Oh no.
Embarrassing.
No, but that stuff is like...
Yeah, at the time.
It's your sacred space.
I guess. Yeah, true.
It's like, don't touch my medals.
Don't touch my medals.
I swam my ass. I mean, I twirled.
I kicked and flipped and tumbled
exactly. For that. What was your favorite thing in gymnastics?
Oh, floor and high bar for sure. Yeah.
What about the horse?
The horse was always our least favorite because
so
it was so hard.
What about rings? Event.
Rings was also a really hard event because it's all about strength.
Yeah.
And, you know, we could pull it off, but it wasn't. I just like tumbling because it was more like ka-pum.
And also it's like artistic.
Yeah.
Do you ever miss it?
I miss it a lot.
Do you ever want to do it?
Yes. It was my favorite sport it was our favorite sport that we ever did. I wish. Oh. Yeah.
You can still do it.
Yeah. I want to still
do it. We'll find you an adult gym.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow, I can't believe this episode has gone by so fast. And here we are. Are we at the end? We have 15, it's 50, 50, so I can still keep talking. That's good. See, I like it when I know what time. Now that I know that we have extra time.
Mm-hmm.
Music.
Mm-hmm.
In high school.
Yes, yes.
Things.
When I was getting bullied music-wise, Christina Aguilera's Beautiful was big for me. Mm. I am beautiful.
Yes, yes.
That was a big one. Another big one for me was Britney Spears' Lucky. Like, she is so lucky. But why does she cry? And I would listen to that song and I'm like, I want that Hollywood life.
I know.
And paparazzi was so big for me because what I wanted more than anything to be famous. That was like what I wanted because I was like, I'll show them.
What do you think? Do you think that the urge for fame as a teen is rooted in like an I'll show them? Because I feel similarly in that like it's like when you are bullied, when you are doubted, there is like that more like primal urge of being like, well, you just wait and see. The whole world is going to love me, you know? Like, you're going to look really dumb because the whole world's going to be obsessed.
I mean, like, I think as a little kid, that was something I wanted. Like, I was like, as little kids, I'd put on shows and I'd be very flamboyant and like want to be famous and all that stuff. But I think in high school when that happened, it was like a little more, there was another fuel engine that kicked in of like, well, I'll also show them that I am likable, you know?
I mean, I still feel that way.
Girl.
Every day of my life, I'm like, I wake up and I will show you
seriously.
But sometimes it's exhausting.
But sometimes it's tiring and I'm like, oh, we've already kind of shown them.
I know.
Right?
In many ways. Yeah. But in many ways, no. Until EGOT. That's the fact.
Yeah. No.
Do you think that we're going to EGOT?
Oh, for sure.
Do you think?
Oh, wait. We're both going to EGOT?
Yeah.
Let's manifest.
Okay.
Okay. It's going to happen.
You know what I felt in that?
What?
You're going to get the Tony before me.
I feel like you're going to get the Emmy for sure very soon.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I feel like we're both going to get the E.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're going to shimmy our way somehow into that G.
Yeah.
That's going to be the big mystery.
The G is like... The G is how.
The E is when.
Yeah.
The G is how.
How.
The O.
We have to write a Disney song.
The O. The O will come for a performance, perhaps, if we're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
An original screenplay.
Yeah.
An original song.
Uh-huh.
The T.
Yeah. The tea,
some people think that the O is harder than the T.
I think the T must be the hardest.
I feel like the T is the hardest too.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm saying. Put comedy into the Oscars. Put a comedy category in there.
Yeah.
Like, it's so stupid.
I agree. Best SoundCloud comedy album.
Yes.
Into the Oscars.
Best YouTube channel.
Yes. Best Twitch.
Best Twitch.
I mean, come on.
I'm pissed that I didn't start doing Twitch, like, in a bra, like, playing, like, Crash Bandicoot. I could be so fucking
oh,
rich.
My God. You can't. It's a lot
it's
of money
too
now.
Late.
It's too yeah, yeah.
You could do a Twitch where you just, like, do standing backflips.
Maybe I'll do that. Yeah.
Have you ever done it?
Mm-mm.
Me either.
Okay.
We can start.
Let's start.
Why not? Nothing's holding us
I'm
back.
I'm open to that.
Ain't no stopping us now. We're on Twitch.
New theme song for Twitch.
Yeah. Do you think the people that you went to high school with are surprised to know what you're doing now?
I don't think so. Because the people I went, well, actually, the wider range of people, yes. Because I was so silent and so shy that I think it's hard for a lot of teachers and a lot of other students to imagine that I could, like, you know,
be big.
And
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But my close friends, I was always big and bombastic and trying to be funny around them.
What a good word, bombastic.
Yeah, I got it from
Mr.
Shaggy.
Mr. Lover.
Yes, yes.
They call me Mr. Bombastic.
Send me fun. So I think they always were like, oh, Dylan, you should perform with us. So I think they kind of knew. They weren't surprised, but other people have reached out kind of shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we love shocking them.
Yeah. I love to shock.
And my last question of the pod is, did you have a senior superlative?
I did not have a senior superlative, but I was salutatorian.
What does that mean?
Second highest GPA.
Who was first? Your brother?
No, it was another girl, Shelby Kisner.
Wait, hold on. Let's go back.
Yeah.
Yeah, the crazy thing.
Crazy thing. Gagged everyone, including myself and my brother and my whole family. My mom was like, what? So my brother would get the highest grades, like, throughout everything. But for some reason, I think I just ended up with more honors and APs senior year that it just, I think what happened is everyone kind of fell to the wayside.
Were you pissed that you were second and not first?
No, because I didn't think I would even be close.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And where did Shelby go to college?
UCLA.
God bless.
Very smart. We're still in contact. She's amazing.
Love that.
And third was my brother. Third was Max.
Oh, my God.
Third was Max. And then fourth was, bleep the name, but a lifelong crush of mine who I grew up with, friend. So that was the lineup.
Cute. I like that you bleeped the name and didn't say the name. You said bleep the name.
Bleep the
my
name.
Gosh, which we love
which
here.
We love.
I mean, we don't need... Did anything ever happen with you?
We matched on Tinder once.
Oh, my God.
And I thought, because sometimes you match with your friends.
Yeah.
And I think it was that. But for me, I took it as, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This is, it's all coming together.
Yeah. So I think there is a misinterpretation there. But
well, you still match.
He's in L.A.
And we know that.
Yeah.
Salutatorian, what is it?
Salutatorian. Yeah.
Did you have to give a speech?
No, thank God.
You just were able to be like, I salute the salutatorian.
Like, yes.
Did you get to wear a special outfit?
No. I wore a bra on stage and salute like Nicki Minaj.
You really should have.
Yeah, I should have.
You didn't get little tassels? Nothing?
No special tassel, but just
That's
one little notice
up.
Like... Good job from the county, I guess.
And then you think to yourself, all that pressure, all that stress just for this.
It really means so little.
It's just.
It means nothing.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wait, did you give your high school self advice?
No.
I need to know.
Come out earlier.
Oh, yes.
Come out earlier.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Because life got better. Yeah.
Yeah, because life got better for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I think on the podcast today, I'm going to give you a senior superlative.
Okay.
Tevi, what do you think? You can't speak. I have like two floating around.
Oh my God.
I'm going to say one, I'm going to say most flexible.
That might be true.
Okay.
No, I think literally that was true for my high school.
Yeah, I think you're most flexible.
Yeah. Hear that, boys?
And then, two, most... I kind of do want to say, like, I want to say most likely to be famous, but, like, I don't know that you're saying that no one would say that, but I think that, like, you can't sleep on the people.
Mm-hmm. Most athletic.
Most athletic, but...
You did a lot.
But it's water polo and swimming.
Gymnastics,
but let's think about the football players.
When you think about the football, yeah, but I appreciate that. I'm not that mask. But
you know what I
think?
That. Maybe best at blowing the trumpet.
Honestly, I think so in both ways.
Yeah.
I was really good at blowing the trumpet and, you know, the other one.
And you know what? Actually, most likely to be freaking.
Yeah, most likely to be freaking.
Yeah, that's it.
Catch me in WeHo.
Yeah.
You might get freaked.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
Wow. What an amazing episode of this show.
Oh, my God. This was so much fun.
It kind of just flew by. Time just goes and goes.
Where
does she go? We don't know.
Where does she go when you're...
Are you going to go to your 10-year high school and reunion?
I think so. I have enough
you
credits
are?
Now. Yeah.
I think you can go.
Yeah, I'm going to go with my brother and I don't know. We'll
blow
see.
These people's minds.
Sure.
Maybe that'll be blow fun. My
I don't know. We'll
Maybe
see.
You could hook up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll see.
Amazing. I wonder if I'll go to my 20-year high school reunion. And the reality is, no. I won't.
Yeah.
But thanks for asking. Dylan, where can everyone find you and follow you?
Yes, you can follow me on Insta at @DylanAdler_ and on Twitter at @DylanAdler6 and on TikTok at @DylanAdler7. So, a bunch of Dylan Adler's teens from Aspen, Colorado took the Dylan Adler handles, so I'm fucked with these numbers and
I
flashes.
Mean, I love that you're Dylan Adler 6 on Twitter and Dylan
and
Adler
7
on
TikTok. Right?
You know, we do the underscore is tough.
The underscore is, yeah.
Dylan Adler _.
Yeah.
Can it be Dylan Adler _?
I should do that instead.
Is that allowed?
Yeah.
I feel like
absolutely.
It be?
I would imagine it should be allowed.
Or exclamation point, Dylan that's Adler.
That's more the vibe, Dylan Adler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
Cool.
Well, you know me. I'm Gertie Bird on all socials, and you know, follow Senior Superlatives on TikTok, on Instagram. Follow me. Follow this podcast.
Follow the podcast.
I'll follow
you.
I'll follow you. Deep
sea,
baby. Is that what she says? I'll follow. What does she say? Well, we don't know. Anyway,
yeah.
Well, you know, as we say every week, stay cool.
Stay
cool. Never change. Do you want to say it with me?
Yeah, please.
Okay, we're going to say, as we say every week. Stay cool. Never change. Ciao.
That was a HeadGum podcast.